With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. National Guard deployments in Washington, D.C. and Portland, Oregon are the focus of new court hearings. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
No National Guard troops are expected to be deployed in Portland, Oregon for at least several days after a temporary federal appeals court decision Friday. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington, D.C. is weighing whether to pull more than 2,000 troops off the streets of the nation's capital. The deployments are the latest in an array of lawsuits and overlapping rulings prompted by President Trump's push to send the military into Democratic-run cities despite fierce resistance from mayors and governors. Troop deployment remains blocked in the Chicago area, where all sides are waiting to see if the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes to allow it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The leader of Canada's most populous province says he'll pull the anti-tariff ad that prompted President Trump to end trade talks with Canada.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says after talking with Prime Minister Carney, he's decided to pause the advertising campaign effective Monday so trade talks can resume. President Trump had announced earlier he was ending all trade talks with Canada because of that TV ad sponsored by Ontario that used the words of former President Ronald Reagan to criticize U.S. tariffs. Ford says the commercials will continue to run this weekend, including during the first World Series games between the Toronto Blue Jays and Los Angeles Dodgers. Bob Agner reporting.
The military is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters of off South Africa, America, and the latest escalation of military firepower to a region. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed that the USS Gerald R. Ford and its strike group would deploy to the Southern Command region to, quote, bolster U.S. capacity, unquote. The ongoing government shutdown continues to disrupt flights and put pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay. Many FAA facilities were critically short on controllers. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a letter received by Congress.
It comes from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and has been signed by more than 100 other pro-life organizations. The letter calls on Republican lawmakers to stop taxpayer-funded abortions from being granted via Obamacare. As Susan B. Anthony puts it, quote, "The more Washington funds abortions, the more unborn children lose their lives. This pro-life Congress must not extend the Obama-Biden legacy of taxpayer-funded abortion." Michael Harrington reporting.
Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a male weightlifter who wants to compete against women. The court found that USA Powerlifting's policy barring J.C. Cooper from competing in its women's division is discriminatory under the Minnesota Human Rights Act. However, the justices sent part of the case back to a lower court to determine whether USA Powerlifting has a legitimate business purpose for excluding Cooper. This is SRN News. The NFL has handed out more than $250,000 in fines to one team after appearing to interfering with their quarterback's concussion evaluation.
The NFL levied three fines totaling $315,000 against the New York Giants for violating concussion protocol by peeking into a medical tent to check on injured quarterback Jackson Dart during his evaluation 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia. The league fined the team $200,000, fined coach Brian Daboll $100,000, and fined rookie running back Cam Scadaboo $15,000 for talking to Dart before his evaluation was complete. TV cameras caught Daboll and Scadaboo poking their heads into the blue injury tent. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
J.P. Morgan Chase wants to stop paying millions in legal fees for two convicted fraudsters. The bank said in a court filing yesterday that Charlie Javas and Oliveira Marr have racked up over $115 million in fees. More details at srnnews.com.